a recent uptick of COVID-19 cases in New York City and around the country, which appears to be fueled by the Delta variant, has some health officials and elected officials considering the merits of reimposing stricter mask restrictions. But at least for now, New York officials with the ability to take action are not doing so. To discuss the current dynamic and the right amount of precautions, we're joined again by Dr. Isaac Weisfuss, a medical epidemiologist who was previously responsible for the control of infectious disease in New York City, where he served as a deputy commissioner of health, and is now an adjunct professor at Cornell University's Master's in Public Health program. Welcome back to the show, doctor.
Sure. Happy to be here.
So when you look at the data in New York City and around the state, how would you describe the state of the virus right now? For example, is the increase in cases something to worry about?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have to take the data from New York City and New York State in context. And the context is this Delta variant, which created a devastating outbreak in the country of India, where at the peak of their outbreak, they were reporting 350,000 new cases a day. And that was probably an underestimate. And then most people's take on it was that there was a great bump up increase in transmissibility between this Delta variant and the prior dominant variant, which was called the Alpha variant. And given that context, it's not surprising that it got to the United States, not surprising that it is now spreading. Apparently, it's the predominant strain in New York City, at least. And after really months of improvement in New York City, we now see an uptick, which compared to April and March of or May of 2020 is certainly very low. But it's ominous that it is increasing at a time, especially in the summer, when I think everybody had hoped that with vaccination, things would really keep on improving. So it's worrisome.
The last time you and I talked was October of last year when I was asking whether the state was acting fast enough and strong enough to respond to what would end up being a deadly resurgence of the virus in the fall and winter. Right now, New York is in the top 10 states for COVID-19 growth rates per 100,000 people. And last week, the number of new infections rose 56% with 6,194 cases reported. Are state and local officials moving too slow now and being too relaxed in response to this latest infection trend?
Well, I think state and local and federal officials are in a difficult spot because clearly everybody wants things to open up. Everybody wants to resume normal life that occurred before 2020. But unfortunately, this has really been a roller coaster. And unfortunately, with this new variant, you know, it's something that we need to adjust to. And I think the adjustment, unfortunately, is to go back to some of the precautions we were taking during prior upswings, which would include certainly wearing masks in internal locations at the very least, and then seeing where it goes from there.
And in terms of wearing masks in internal locations, is that something that would then be applied to, say, all New Yorkers or just unvaccinated New Yorkers?
You know, I think the problem is that you don't, in a crowd, you don't know who's vaccinated, who's unvaccinated. And to some degree, it's both simpler and probably more effective to ask everyone to wear a mask. In addition, you know, there's a number of breakthrough infections that have occurred that have been reported. And in other words, an infection of somebody who had been previously vaccinated. And certainly, presumably, they are infectious to other people, though it may not be as much as if they were not vaccinated. But that's another reason why everybody would probably benefit if the vaccinated wore masks indoors as well.
It appears that the state's mask rules are really taking their lead from federal officials and what's being done at the national level. And the most recent former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, said recently that the CDC acted prematurely in easing the national mask restrictions. Do you think he's right? And do you think that also then set the tone for states around the country?
Well, first of all, I think it needs to be pointed out that there is a difference in New York State in terms of school mask wearing than CDC. Mm-hmm. So New York State, I think, is taking a more aggressive approach in terms of wearing masks in schools. So I think that's an important distinction. I do think the fact that the federal government said it was okay to essentially to go en masse in many situations to give the states sort of more leeway in making that change as well. You know, I think the fact of the matter is that it's really difficult to get this right because it's a huge country. There are different transmission dynamics now than there were even 2 or 3 months ago. And it's something that is, really a fluid state. It may not be the same 2 or 3 months from now. And unfortunately, until either everybody's vaccinated or the virus doesn't spread as easily, we're going to have these ups and downs, and that which will mean adjustments. And I think we need to get used to that. I think it's not a matter of they made the wrong call or the right call, but they, you know, you make the call based on what the science says, what the context says, what, you know, what's going on clinically with people. And sometimes that changes, and this changed right now. I think 2 or 3 months ago, I think everybody didn't really worry about this Delta variant. And so now the situation has changed. So I'm not saying that they were too quick or too slow, but, you know, the dynamics have now changed. And unfortunately, it's not easy to explain, like, why you're going from one position to another. It makes it seem like you're flip-flopping, but in fact, you're just reacting or addressing the latest issue in the virus. And, I think that may happen for a number of more cycles.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking about the potential need for additional pandemic restrictions in New York, and our guest is Dr. Isaac Weisfuss, a medical epidemiologist who is an adjunct professor at Cornell University's Master's in Public Health program. And I want to really focus on what you're talking about there in terms of being responsive to the facts on the ground, because it seems like from an infectious disease perspective, that's clearly the right way to respond to this type of emergency. And I think it's easier for someone who has that clinical medical background to be open to that. But from a more layman's perspective, as a general society, as we go through, say, the governor ending the state's official disaster declaration, and we have, you know, the ending of mask restrictions, or at least the temporary ending of mask restrictions, it seems like, at least sociologically, it becomes more difficult for the public to accept some of these changes that might be more stringent and more strict. Is that really the complicating factor here, that, you know, epidemiologists aren't exercising this in a vacuum, that they have to deal with the whims of people, and that really complicates things?
I think it's a tough situation. I think everybody had hoped that once we made some adjustments and got people vaccinated, that this would all sort of go away. But unfortunately, the virus had other ideas. And, you have to, as a emergency manager or as an epidemiologist, you have to take in what's going on. You can't be married to an intervention that is no longer, or a sequence of behaviors that is no longer, optimally appropriate. So, you know, it's a difficult situation to explain to people. But on the other hand, if you didn't adjust, you would be doing a disservice. Now, how to explain that? It's, people don't want to hear this message, which I don't blame them. I certainly don't want to either. But I think we need to be prudent. The big issue is to save lives and to get people vaccinated as much as we can. And that should be the primary importance above and beyond anything else.
The governor has described the current situation as a, quote, pandemic among the unvaccinated. Is he correct? And if so, what does that mean from a public health perspective, considering 45% of the state's population hasn't completed its COVID-19 vaccine series?
Yeah, I mean, I think the contagiousness of this variant is such that it's basically going to find those unvaccinated pockets of people. It's it's going to hone in on them, and it is something that is inescapable unless people get vaccinated. So I do think that they're the major people, unfortunately, at risk. And I think this is a clarion call to get them vaccinated. I think there's a, you know, a percentage of breakthrough infections, which is a problem as well. And we don't really know the exact impact of what that will mean in the future. But I think it's a safe assumption that no one should want to get this variant, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And so you can't be cavalier by the fact that you've been vaccinated to say, I'm going to do whatever I want. So I think it requires an adjustment on behalf of both groups. But basically, it's transmitted so easily now that it's going to find those unvaccinated populations. It's going to find pockets of people, whether they're urban or rural or suburban, who have not got vaccinated, and it's going to really cause havoc.
And finally, one of the things I like to do when we have an expert on is kind of ask them what they're doing in their life. So I assume you're vaccinated, and with that assumption, what is your life like right now? For example, are you wearing a mask when you go indoors in a public setting?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this stage, that's my approach. I don't feel the same way about outdoors, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, I've been wearing masks pretty much continuously indoors. If I go into, a store to buy something, and a lot of New Yorkers are doing that. So it's not like I'm the only one, but I can imagine in a place where there's some sentiment against wearing masks that may, stand out.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Isaac Weisfuss. He's a medical epidemiologist who was previously responsible for the control of infectious disease in New York City, where he served as a deputy commissioner of health, and he's now an adjunct professor at Cornell University's Master's in Public Health program. Dr. Weisfuss, thank you so much for making the time and lending us your expertise.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.